WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.
Subhanallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Honorable respected listeners, we are here with our interview, and that is with Mulana Riaz Lambada. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is it Mulana Zaid Saab? Jazakumullah, I must apologize. I believe from your engineer that they were trying to call me for a while now.
Gee.
But the reception was very poor. So sorry for the delay.
No, it's totally understandable, especially when Mulana is in the area of the deer, which is, we can get through to people in different countries. But mashallah, it's so secluded that it's hard to get through to. Alhamdulillah. And this is the, we can just connect this into our topic as our time is limited, that we see wherever you are in the world, they're able to track you, they're able to see what you did. I was seeing on few occasions on Google, they tell you which places you went to, where you stopped, how much time you spent there. All of this, they are able to track you. But this believer still, he hasn't realized that Allah Azza wa Jal is with him even more than that which they claim. And if their systems, technology collapses, then there is absolutely nothing. They can't even track anything. And at the same time, they can't keep track of the whole world at one given time, especially with all of these protests in the universities. Their own people are protesting against them. Hazrat Mulana Riaz, our topic today, as we've said, is the modern or the major challenges the youth are facing today.
Subhanallah, look, this is obviously a very vast topic. You know, I think we'll have a number of programs, inshallah, on just trying to touch on the various challenges for the youth in the modern age, in the modern era. But before we go there, I think you mentioned a beautiful thing there, that with all this technology, you are being tracked and you are being monitored throughout. This was a concept that may have been alien back in the day for people to think that every action, every word, everything is recorded, everything. Allah has been telling us this throughout in Quran, that everything, kullun fi kitabin mubin, everything is in a clear book. Today you have a little chip that can store so much of information. And for us to understand this now, you know, obviously it becomes easier because the thing is that, yes, we understand this from technology, how easy this is. You know, this is one of the things for the youth in previous times. I mean, all of us growing up, you know, if you even look at just comic book heroes and superheroes, what they call today, how they have evolved over time.
They've lost their gender too.
Yeah, absolutely. You see, so for the modern mind, the modern youth, I mean, we live in a society now that's so fast. Mm. Everything is at full speed, you know, and thus the this is what is appealing to the young mind. If you look at all the things that they worked on, it's need for speed and it's fast and furious, you know. So everything in that respect is going in that way, and the child's mind. If we look at young children today, from young ages, they're so hyped up.
Mm.
You know, the amount of energy they... And if you look at it from these little ages, 1 year and 2 years, these kids are being given a cell phone in their hands and they just negotiating around it. It just goes to the ear straight away. You know, it's amazing.
Mm.
Look, I think that generally speaking, in everything... you know, if we look at ourselves when we were growing up, doctors were healers, you know. Today, with all due respect to the medical fraternity, but the doctors and the pharmacists, they're businessmen. I mean, I have half of my patients that are coming addicted to prescribed medication. Mm. Okay. Gone are the days of, you know, home remedies, par dripples, Jamaica hammer and a bicky balls dripples. No, it's phenobarbital and it's pseudoephedrine in every other medication. And this affects their brains, their metabolism, their reactionary capacities, etc. Obviously, at the same token, I mean, this is what it is. It's all glorified. There must be some enhancement. Everything is, you need to take a pill for this and a pill for that and a tonic for that, you know. So, I mean, I was told by one of the youngsters, you know, he came sucking on this little sachet he had in his mouth, and I asked him, now, what is that? Is that a new type of sweet or something? And he's saying, no. This is a boost in a, it gives you all energy, and it gives you this, and it gives you that. And he's sucking on this thing, and he tells me, no, you see all the professional footballers and all, they no more, you know, even halftime, and they just have one of these. And I was thinking, how have we moved from sucking on a few oranges at halftime? Yes, a little bit vitamin C to give you, and now it's, and if you look at these things, I mean, I was looking at that little sachet that you were sucking on, the list of ingredients, it's probably as long as my arm, you know, and half of it is substances which are really as, you know, there's so much side effect to all these chemicals, etc. So, you know, just growing up in today's age is such a challenge. It's such a challenge for the young guy. I mean, you know, I was speaking to an old man this weekend at the Walima that we attended, and we were talking of, you know, back in the day. And I mean, the excellent point he made that even today's poverty, modern world poverty, is much different to back in the day. You know, people lived off the land, they grew their things, they were poor people. But they ate healthily, they ate, you know. And in today's world, I don't know, these slums, you know, that is in the city, amazing how people live these lives. It's totally, they're what they're taking in, what they're eating. And I mean, this is not just in poverty, but in every, even our diets has become so, there's nothing natural, there's nothing, you know, generic in our diets. It's all just laboratories. All has, they need to have a long shelf life. It's all full of preservatives and tartrazine and Allah knows whatever else of all these modern day. So, you know, like I said, generally speaking, obviously we speaking from a background of addictions and more so substance abuse and drugs. And so just from that perspective
just to clarify, Mulana, because there's always new listeners in there, they may get the wrong impression. So Mulana Riaz Lambada is running a rehabilitation. And this is why Mulana is saying the background. Just now someone thinks, hey, Mulana Riaz Lambada has a background of this and that. So I'm just clear.
Amazingly enough, I suppose it goes with the territory. You know, once there was a little, on a lighter note, there was a little supper, a dawat for the ulama. And there may have been 40 ulama sitting and eating, you know, and late Marhum Dr. Akil, Allah elevate his stages, Akil Token, he walked in and he said, hey, Maulana. So I think 30 or 40 guys turned around, you know. And he said, no, not Jews, man. I'm talking to the drug Maulana. So Allahu Akbar. So I suppose it goes with the territory. Everybody had a good laugh, but it's the Maulana from the drug rehab. So he's the drug Maulana, you know. But nonetheless, yes, so what you're saying from that perspective already, we can see how chemicals have already crept into the child from a young age and how it shapes his whole thinking.
100%.
Because chemically induced, you know, I mean, I have so many people at this moment in time who are just addicted to antidepressants.
Mulana,
now,
sorry,
gee,
just sorry
gee,
to interrupt you. There was just one or two points Mulana mentioned just before this. We'll come to this now.
Mm-hmm.
About the eating healthily as well as naturally grown foods.
Absolutely.
And we in the juice industry. So from this perspective, we saw that, you know, there's a need for natural juice, something that is total. We say liquid fruit, all of this. We think it's natural. I mean, one day we took our children to the dentist. The dentist told us, oh, you're eating cereal and that you think it's healthy for you. So it's coming from a trustable source because they've got the education of it. All these years we think cereal is healthy. She said, did you ever go and see the sugar content in that cereals?
Yes.
And how much you're ruining. And we think we're buying Milo and it's saying this, this, this. How much of energy boost. It's, of course, you're going to get an energy boost because of all the sugar. But just this point to highlight is that when you sell your products, if it's natural, the more natural it is, and that's what Mulana highlighted here, people won't look to buy it. They'll say, look, there's no shelf life on this. We won't, this will not sell. You've got to put in some preservative or something. The milk, we buy our milk from one uncle from Zakaria Park, Uncle Yunus, fresh milk. So they boil it and everything. This milk, you won't find it on the shelves. It's very hard. And I often think, Allah grant him long life so we can at least benefit from this milk. Because then where are we going to get milk like this delivered to our homes?
Absolutely.
So this is a vital, important aspect that going back to that natural way of life. But then you get those strange, crazy characters. They'll say natural. Ganja, marijuana is natural. So...
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I suppose, look, there's different types of herbs, you know. So, yes, you can't eat the killer mushroom and think it's a little plum that came out of the ground. But nonetheless, yes, absolutely. There's an age-old joke, you know, that says that if we would have been raising our children on the wholesome dates and kajurs from Makkatul Mukarrama, from Madinatul Munawwara, and from the Zamzam water from Makkatul Mukarrama, then we would have had Sufis, you know. We bringing up our kids on junk food, so we have all junkies. You understand?
Gee.
But absolutely, what you eat, definitely you are what you eat, you know. There's a visual adage. And obviously, what you put in is what you're going to get out. So 110% our diets and what we're putting in is obviously there. Secondly, is that, you know, everything around us is just trying to obviously, you know, decay and weather away at your spiritual
Yes.
And so when mind, body and soul has been attacked, obviously, you know, I myself shudder to think, you know, how I would have managed if I were to be growing up in this era. Yes.
Yes.
You know, we thought we were naughty, but our naughtiness was so confined because of what was available to us then.
Yes.
Now, I mean, how do you expect the young mind to even concentrate in the classroom with the blackboard and chalk when he's got virtual reality in his hand?
I've just read now, just today coincidentally, this article came out of the US, and they said that cannabis, although it's legal, now there's 22 states have legalized marijuana in the US. Now, they've said they've put the, you know, the warning sign there, like how they have on the cigarette boxes, that it's law, under law, it's permissible, but it doesn't mean that it's good. It doesn't mean that there's no harms. So, and now they're complaining, as Mulana has mentioned, schools. They're complaining about the youth in schools going from grade 7 upwards, class 7 upwards. They are all coming to class in a state where they are totally intoxicated, and they don't know what to do now. So now they're trying to convince them that it's bad. So why did you legalize it in the first place? But however,
absolutely.
We've touched on this on many occasions. But from this
yes.
angle, that there's short-sightedness.
100%.
And another thought that came to mind, and we'll just share it here. Mulana was speaking about the games, etc. When we were growing up, so it's not like we grew up in some cage or we didn't see what was happening and everything. We saw everything taking place in front of us. And sometimes we were part and parcel of these, you know, these games that they promote, the computer games. There was a game called Grand Theft Auto. I don't know if Mulana remembers this game.
Okay, yes.
So now this game, so one Mulana wanted to buy it for his child. I said, you don't ever buy this game for your child. This game,
okay,
yeah.
So what did this entail? Stealing cars in a game?
Stealing cars, smoking weed,
okay.
every
okay,
you, it's
okay.
almost you could do anything you want to. And
yeah,
this so point nice. Here is, I used to wonder, and I was so curious. The graphics in this game is like something out of this world. For you to have control, it's not like FIFA or something. You can only do specific things. You can go and kill a person walking on the street. You can go and sleep with whoever you want. There are prostitutes. There's everything that you can do in that game. You can shoot anyone. You can absolutely anything you want to do. You can do it. And what I was curious about is, with all those graphics, it used to be, if you compared it to all the other games, this game was the cheapest. What is it telling us? It's telling us that they are here to finish the brains of our youth. And then you see in the US, every now and again we get this news where someone just opens fire on a group of people. Where does it stem from? It stems from this, as Mulana was mentioning.
110% agreed, absolutely. And that's what it is. What you put in is what you're going to get out. Number two is, you see, the art of advertising, the art of promoting. Like we said, things were promoted to such extent they were bad for you, but they made you think that it's good for you, you know. And the list continues. I mean, simple things. People add butter, pure butter, and it said, no, this gives you cholesterol, heart attack. So you had to go and buy margarine. And now we realize that that is all plastic, is more worse for you than the butter. So similarly, you know, we have the narrative that is being sold in every angle. And this is why the reattachment is so important. Understand? It's all about a journey of love. We are coming from Allah. We are returning to Allah. This is what we need to instill in our children, meaning we need to identify. We need them to identify. We need them to recognize who they are, who Allah is. Because this is a journey of love. And the moment you don't have that love in you, understand the intellect, everything is about how your mind is operating, then you're going to be left behind. You're going to be on a road to hell. You know, this famous Urdu couplet, it says, Be khatar kud para ishq mein, Be khatar kud para atish namrud mein ishq, Akl hai mehre tamashaye labe bham abhi.
Allah.
That love jumped into the fire of Namrud without hesitation. The intellect is still viewing the spectacle from the edge of the terrace. You understand? Yes. So 313 Sahaba in Badr jumped into the midst of the battle against this well-equipped, huge army. Just totally out of love for Allah and His Rasul.
Sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Intellect would have stand one side and said, no, man, we can't go there. Do you understand? So if we equate that just as a roundup, I think it's probably the time already. I'm just looking at my time. It's 9 o'clock. So I'm thinking that, yes, as a last word, I mean, in today's situation, we all still viewing from the edge of the terrace. Intellect is not yet caught up. But what... the demands of love and ishq is that we jump into this deen total heartedly.
It's just a pity that our time got cut by about 10 minutes. But inshallah, we always enjoy speaking to Mulana, and so many thoughts. Like now, when, as Mulana was saying about Badr, and if today you want a living example, look at the Mujahideen in Palestine.
Absolutely.
And this is creating... Palestine is basically has made the world to wake up from their slumber to see that these so-called ill-equipped men, but their hearts were equipped with the remembrance of Allah. Just shortly, such victory from the Taliban side. And we're speaking all about raising children. Those mothers today are celebrating that they didn't send them to schools, but they made them such mujahideen that could turn 50 countries of a party of 50 coalition, turn them running on their heels with their, as Mufti AK Sab says, with their tails between their legs running away. So this is, it's just, the whole summary of it is they are trying to rob us of common sense. And this is starting in our schools and everywhere, just to ruin this brain. Allah protect us.
And the tragedy is we are falling for it hook, line and sinker.
Yes.
So this is what the tragedy of it is. Inshallah, Allah grant us the understanding and protect us. Inshallah.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Make dua for us, Mulana. So inshallah, we'll run a series like this, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.